to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thanks, Juliana. The very first thing we need to do in order to become healthier and happier is to realize something important about God. He loves us, and His love motivates us to work hard to help others be safe and protected from anything bad that can happen to them. Love not only helps bring healing to our body, it can help bring healing to others as well. To illustrate that, here's a story from Jessica. Here's what she says. I have a little sister. Her name is Sarah. Let me tell you about this girl. She's messy. She eats messy, plays messy, even sleeps messy, with the covers all crooked instead of neatly folded on top of her. She's also loud. She eats loud, plays loud, and even sleeps loud. Dad says she snores like Grandpa. But there's something else about her that's even more important than the fact that she's messy and loud. She's my sister, and I love her. How do I know that? Let me tell you a story. The other day, we were out in the yard playing. Actually, I was playing, and Sarah was watching, something she does a lot. Suddenly, a big brown dog comes running into the yard and starts barking. Now, I gotta tell you, I'm kind of afraid of dogs, especially big brown barking ones, and this one looked mean, too. Sarah began to cry and tried to run away. The big dog saw the little girl running and started to chase her. Here's where things got interesting. I started chasing the dog. That's right. I, who am afraid of dogs, started chasing a big, mean-looking one. I shouted and screamed and waved my arms. I didn't care what was going to happen to me. I just wanted my sister to be safe. Thankfully, the dog owner appeared and called it back to the sidewalk where he connected a leash to its collar. Sorry, the owner said. I tried to smile, but I was too busy shaking. That dog really scared me. I ran over to my sister and held her in my arms. She was shaking too. Soon we both calmed down a bit and I picked a flower to show her so she wouldn't think about that dog anymore. It worked. She eventually stopped shaking, and so did I. When I told my dad about our adventure later that day, he smiled and said, God taught you how to love like that. When you love someone, you'll do anything to keep him or her safe and happy. That night, I stopped to look at Sarah sleeping under her usual pile of covers. She seemed so small lying there. I smiled. It made me glad to know that when she was in danger, I loved her the way God loves me. Thank you for that story, Jessica. Listen to this beautiful text from the Bible. For God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, John 3:16. The world means everyone. God loves everyone. We should be willing to give everyone sympathy, encouragement, and protection. Loving makes us unselfish. We learn to think of others first, just like God.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!